did you want baby to the boogie? I said baby to the boogie. I said baby to the boogie if it take you all night long.
WMFO in Medford.
Flying. That a single instrument can sound beautiful, but place it next to a different yet equally beautiful one, and the result can be magical. It's like the harmonies created in a diverse neighborhood where folks from different religious, racial, and cultural backgrounds all lend their own unique tone to the community voice and community spirit. Diversity promotes a greater sense of engagement. It lessens racial stereotypes. It better prepares our children for the global community they will inhabit. In fact, neighborhood diversity doesn't just sound good. It sounds great. To better understand the benefits of diversity, log on to aricherlife.org. That's www.aricherlife.org. A message brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance in celebration of the 40th anniversary of the Fair Housing Act.
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
It's delicious. And I love it. walking down the street. I saw a friend of mine, we stopped the side, we get on something to eat. Now when we got to eating, I was like, yeah, is a Yale sandwich, what's happening? And I told him, whoa! Folks boogie, and the children too, don't know about a boogie, like me and you, we gonna boogie, we gonna boogie, celebrate the day. Now you know, last night I was laying down, I heard mama and papa talk, I heard papa tell mama, then I heard mama got him, she told papa, well, mama told papa about something she heard. He said, look at him, mama, I don't believe a word, we're gonna boogie, I'm gonna boogie, celebrate a day. All right, let's boogie one time now. Hit it.
Up in a place like this.
Well, I was just talking to my friend Steve, and a place came by just because I was all dressed promiscuous. He accused me for prostitution, so now I'm stuck here behind bars, and I really don't have much to say.
Is that right? So you're telling me you were unjustly accused?
Sus
for some kind of fool. But I'm from LA, okay? I was born and brought up, raised around life. I can spot the truth.
Okay.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can see it right in those pretty brown eyes. Well, how promiscuous are you?
I think I'm pretty promiscuous.
Pretty promiscuous?
Maybe very.
Very?
Tonight, here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, our theme is black and blues. And, well, this is another in my series of ethnomusical sound collages exploring the idea that hard rock comes directly from the music of black American blues musicians. And we are mixing up songs from AC/DC's perfect Back in Black album, the second biggest selling album in all of recorded history, right after Michael Jackson's Thriller. So we're mixing that up, yes, with songs from black American blues guitar players. And we started off that set with R.L. Burnside and Going Down South, and then John Lee Hooker, The Devil's Jump. And then one of my sound collage remixes that I put some special effort into, that was the Plastic Sushi Good Girl, Bad Girl remix of Let Me Put My Love Into You from, well, Back in Black, of course. And then Lightnin' Hopkins, Let's Move, some public service messages. I always like to have that National Fair Housing Alliance public service message musical instruments after I've mixed up some Malcolm X, who you heard before that public service message. Yes, Malcolm X, African American freedom fighter. And we also heard from Dr. Lester Grinspoon and masscan.org, courtesy of Chuck Yu, talking about marijuana. And then Magic Sam and his blues band, I Feel So Good. And then we concluded with another special remix, the Plastic Sushi Jailhouse Gen remix of What You Do For Money, Honey. Also starring Julian St. Jacques. So this Sunday, residents, neighbors, and friends are invited to celebrate the 15th annual Community Day here at Tufts University from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And this will take place on the Academic Quad on Tufts Medford Somerville campus. Highlights of the day include music and dance performances by Tufts student groups and pumpkin painting, crafts, face painting, and other activities for children. Plus, there's going to be free lunch and refreshments, candied apples, hamburgers. The veggie burgers are actually excellent. And they've all sorts of salads and brownies and cookies. So it should be fun. Community Day is free and it's open to the entire public. All events are handicapped accessible and free parking's available over in the Tufts parking garage. So it's going to happen rain or shine, but it's looking like it's going to be a great day. For more information, just search the web for Tufts Community Day and you'll easily find out everything you'll probably want to know. And, well, this has been a public service message from the Tufts Office of Community Relations and your friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Backing me up right now is Bo Diddley, and this is the Watusi Bounce. So, well, we're expecting Chase Carson to be coming in with his time tunnel promptly at 10. Classic rhythm and blues, a bit like some of what we're playing this evening. And then that mixed up with funk and dance and disco music from back in the day and soul music and the jazz interlude and Humphrey Report around 11:30 p.m. Well, let's see. I think we might have a relatively short set beginning and ending with AC/DC. And so two more sets before Chase comes in. And we're going to start off the next set with just an outstanding example of two rock and roll guitar players playing their guitars together and bouncing off of one another, playing significantly different parts. This song is just a great example of Angus and Malcolm playing together. And this is a live version, another one off of that enormous 4-CD Backtracks collection. And we're also going to be hearing T-Bone Walker and Howlin' Wolf in this set. Yes, here's Shoot the Thrill. Malcolm on the left and Angus on the right.
We'll be right back. I wouldn't leave you. It wasn't my fault. Honest. I ran out of gas. I had a flat tire. I didn't have enough money for cab fare. My tux didn't come back from the cleaners. An old friend came in from out of town. Someone stole my car. There was an earthquake. A terrible flood. Locust.
Ball. Let your hair down, baby, let's have a natural ball. Cause when you're not happy, it ain't no fun at all.
And her mother. mother have found one way a girl can repay a boy for entertaining her.
So you ready for your audition?
I am ready.
All right, get on your knees.
Here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, our theme is Back in Black, and we are mixing up songs from AC/DC's perfect Back in Black album with tracks from Black American blues guitar players. And we began that last set with an outstanding example of two guitar players playing different parts together. And which often guitar players, when you got two guitar players in a band, often enough, far too often, they're just both playing the same thing side by side. But not Malcolm and Angus when they are at their absolute best. And that was a live version of Shoot the Thrill from the Backtracks four CD collection package. And then we heard from T-Bone Walker, the T-Bone Shuffle, Howlin' Wolf, Shake For Me. And also an audio clip in there from, yes, audio clips in there. And AC/DC finished us off with Giving the Dog a Bone from Back in Black. So we've got time for one last set, and we're going to start with an absolutely nasty sounding electric guitar that works just oh so very well. And it's got a really cool guitar solo that shows how much you can do with just one note for a pretty long time and keep it interesting. Yes, I am talking about Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers. And I just really love the tone on this song, and I hope you do too.
Thank you.
like you, girl. No matter what you say, babe. No matter what you do, girl. I gotta try you, baby.
All about it in the Star. All right. Hey, now, all you men!
Listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where. And this evening, our theme has been black and blues, mixing up songs from AC/DC's Perfect Back in Black album, the second biggest selling album in all of music history, right after Michael Jackson's Thriller. So we've been mixing up songs from that album with black American blues guitar players who basically created the basis of what became hard rock, heavy metal music, perhaps all of rock and roll, really. In that last relatively short set, we started off with Hound Dog Taylor, who had six fingers on each hand and played a really cheap Tysco guitar And had a, well, on that song particularly, a nasty sounding electric guitar that worked oh so well with the other guitar player and the drummer. Just three people going on that. And then we heard from Junior Kimbrough, "I Gotta Try You, Girl." And we finished with AC/DC and Rock and Roll Ain't Noise Pollution, the unmolested version from Back in Black. And, well, you know, we didn't end up playing the title tune from that album, but it's been pretty well played before, so, oh well. Backing me up right now is our jazz prelude to the Time Tunnel. This is Charlie Parker in Funky Blues. Chase Garson will be coming up with classic rhythm and blues, soul, funk, dance, and disco for you. And the Humphrey Report and the Jazz Interlude at 11:30 p.m. Thanks for listening. I hope you can make it to Tufts Community Day on Sunday. I'll be manning the West Somerville Neighborhood Association table and also be handing out flyers for the Boston West Fair skies. All that obnoxious airplane noise. Stay tuned for Chase.